Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and we are talking to psychotherapist, author, and ADHD coach Terry Matlin. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so nice to talk to you again. Your book, Survival Tips for Women with ADHD, Beyond Piles, Palms, and Post-its. I have to laugh at that because, yes, I have a bunch of piles, which I am honestly starting to keep track of, but I know where everything is on those individual piles, don't you?
I do know I don't lose anything. It's just the piles. I have ADHD, so I understand. Yeah, it's the piles that get in our way, even if we know where our things are.
I know, and it's something that I was diagnosed with ADHD after my oldest son was, and it made a lot of sense to me. Something that is out there is with women, it's something called complex ADHD, which is you have anxiety and or depression and ADHD, and sometimes they overlap. So sometimes women aren't diagnosed until later. Is that true?
That's very true, and it's because in terms of boys and girls that start off, you know, in the earlier years, boys tend to externalize their symptoms. They're the kids in school who are making noise and poking kids in the back. The girls with ADHD tend to internalize their ADHD symptoms. So they may be looking out the window and fantasizing, daydreaming, not paying attention, and they get missed. So the teachers don't see that as a problem. Then these two kids grow up to be a man and a woman, and that continues. The men tend to externalize their ADHD symptoms. Women tend to internalize them. That's why we often see depression and anxiety, especially with women with ADHD.
And I have ADHD, I have anxiety, and I just want to throw it out there. I started taking ADHD meds years ago, and I felt, oh, it's not really helping. You know, I'm on the radio. I want to be able to think on my feet very quickly. So I stopped taking it. And about a year ago, I started taking it again, and I'm still kind of all over the place, but it's a more organized chaos while being medicated. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple of things. It could be that that's not the appropriate medication for you or the wrong dosage for you. However, if you feel that it's working just well enough, good enough, maybe that's the way it's going to go for you. But I'm not sure that that's an optimal treatment for you. So if you've tried other medications and this is the best one for you, you might need extra help, and that could be working with an ADD coach. Working with a therapist who can help you along those lines as well.
But that's what I'm saying. I like to be a little bit scattered, and I'm able to, ever since I started, I take Vyvanse, and it has really changed my life in the last year because I don't have that many piles anymore. My dining room table can now be used for dining instead of piling.
Who would have thought, huh?
Yeah, I know. So I know I'm only on a low dosage of it, but there is a stimulant drug shortage out there. What is causing that, and what can people do?
So we're not quite sure, but there are a couple of factors going on here. One is the manufacturers, for whatever reason, they aren't making enough, and I think it started during the pandemic. During the pandemic, as people were working from home, they began to realize that they weren't doing so well because they needed the external structure of working in an office or wherever it was that they were working at before the pandemic. So they went in for evaluations, and we got a tremendous amount of people, especially women, who were diagnosed and then began treatment for their ADHD, which started taking a toll on how much medication was available. So there's these parameters that the federal government places on how much medication these manufacturers are allowed to make. So that's one factor. The other factor that I saw was a lot of people were going online because they couldn't go to see a therapist or a psychiatrist for their treatment for ADHD. So they were doing, they were going online, and this became a huge industry where online sites were able to prescribe medication for these folks who couldn't see someone in person. Those are the two main factors. And also, it became more open about what is this whole thing about ADHD in women. So social media really took off in good ways and bad ways in explaining, well, this is an issue. And then more women, the good part is, became more aware and went out looking for being evaluated and treated.
I have heard a lot of people say this. Oh, we're kind of all distracted now, you know, with technology out there, our attention spans are very short. I think I have a little bit of ADHD. You kind of either have it or you don't, correct?
You're exactly right. And that drives me crazy because it's true. We all get distracted at times, but when it becomes a real issue where we can't move forward with our lives and our work, our parenting, whatever, then it's something to look into.
We have a question for you. This is Mark who's on the line. Hi, Mark. Did you have a question for Terry?
Yeah, I think she just answered it. Let me tell you my story briefly. Back in the early 1990s, I went to see a psychiatrist because if there was a medical angle, I wanted to get that too. And he basically said, you don't have a full-blown case because I've had people in my office who can't even sit still for 5 minutes, and that's not you. But she said something that my research had also discovered, and that is that not all mental health professionals regard this as a defect. Some of them regard it as just a different way of functioning mentally. And my psychiatrist said, you are someone who makes unlikely connections, and your brain goes to unlikely associations, and rather than fight this for the rest of your life, you need to take up hobbies and vocations that take advantage of it. And that turned out to be the best counseling that I've ever had. My question was, how do you tell whether this ADHD is an enriching thing or a liability? And I think you already answered that, that if it gets in the way of your life, then it might need to be addressed. But if it just is something that enriches your mind, maybe there isn't a problem with it.
I think that that's a very wise way of looking at it. If it affects your life in a negative way, it's a problem. If it affects your life in a positive way, like Wendy was just saying, she likes, you know, parts of her ADHD that make her an effective radio station person, and in her case, it can be good for her, but she also still takes medication to kind of ease through the difficulties that she has in her day-to-day life with the piles and all that. So I think the psychiatrist kind of has it on target. If it's if it works for you, then it's not a mental health liability. If it works against you, then it's a condition that needs some looking at.
That's a great way of saying it. Mark, thank you so much, and good luck to you. I have to read this text to you from 708. Sitting here listening to you at the dining room table, trying to get through one of the many piles, you have described me to a T, the one with depression and anxiety. I'm 68 years old. Can I be helped? Where do I start? Great questions. Terry?
So I'm not clear whether her ADHD was evaluated or not, but the very first thing to do is to find a mental health professional who has a great knowledge base and a lot of experience in working with adults with ADHD. They can be hard to find. We tend to have clinicians who focus more on children. Adults, especially women, it's a little bit tougher. So I would find a psychiatrist. It could be a psychologist, a clinical social worker, along those lines, even a neurologist, and ask for a very complete ADHD evaluation, which should include pairing out, you know, parsing out whether this is just ADHD, which is quite rare. And Wendy, you alluded to that earlier. It usually is traveled with anxiety, depression, substance abuse, addictive behaviors, all kinds of things. So you want a really good evaluation that looks at all of these different things. If you go in and find a mental health professional and your evaluation lasts for 15, 20 minutes, that is not a complete evaluation. So you really have to do some sleuthing and looking for someone who really gets it, who will do a comprehensive evaluation, who will be able to discern whether your depression or anxiety or whatever is because of your ADHD, this is an important point, or it travels with your ADHD, or because it's a separate entity. They're very difficult things to figure out. And that's why you want someone very, very experienced.
Yeah, and that's, you know, ADHD should be called, like, attention deficit. I like to call it attention surplus because I looked in your bio and it's like, you play guitar, you do artwork, I do stuff like that. I make jewelry. It's like we have very many different interests, but that's okay. And that's how our brains work.
I think that it's a great thing. So there are positives about having ADHD. I don't want this to be just a somber, sad, horrible thing. It's
right.
Not. If you get the right kind of help. So like you, I have a lot of interest because most people with ADHD, one of the most difficult pieces of this is we cannot be bored. Our brain needs to be stimulated at all times, and that can cause, you know, sleep disorders, too.
Oh, definitely.
There's a lot of things that play into this, but being bored is not something we can handle very well.
All right. Terry Matlin, I would love to talk to you again because I always run out of time. You can go to addconsults.com. That's her website, and learn more. I did want to mention that there was this show in 1999 on HBO that I watched with my kids, and it was called Crash Box, and they had this thing called Distraction News, and there was a woman who would, you know, a talking head, and she's talking about today's topics, and oh, the DNC is in Chicago, and all these crazy things were going in front of the screen. I was actually able to pay attention more with all those things fluttering around, so I know I have ADHD.
Me too.
We will talk to you again because this is really fascinating. And people who are listening out there, go to a psychiatrist or someone who can give you a proper assessment. And it's not a bad thing. It's just nice to know, you know, so you can get it under control. Terry Matlin, thank you so much for chatting with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.